You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Hey, it's Infestation 2022 South by Southwest edition. I'm Chris, joined by Sir Dr. Wright Sulak.
The doctor is about to operate.
The doctor is in the house.
No, you remember that line? I love that. It's from The Mask.
Is it?
Yeah, it's one of the gangster guys that's about to go in and like rob a place. And he says, the doctor is about to operate. And I love that line.
You know what? That is totally smoking.
Oh, yeah. See, now you ruined it.
I know.
God damn it.
I took a more obvious
line. Mine was already bad to begin with, but now we're just digging it deeper.
Well, talking about how surreal that movie has got absolutely nothing on the surrealism of the movie we're here to talk about today, which is the very aptly titled Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Now, I know that right now, and especially like genre stuff, like metaverse, multiverse stuff has taken over.
It's so hot right now.
It's very hot right now.
The multiverse is so hot right now.
But what I didn't expect was to see a film by the people who did Swiss Army Man to go, we're going to make this the topic of our next film.
Yeah.
With some real big stars for people who have been following sort of cult and independent cinema for a long time. Most notably, of course, Michelle Yao, who is the lead here as Evelyn Wang. She is a Chinese-American woman who, with her husband, Ki-Hui Kwan, who, by the way, was Short Round in Temple of Doom.
You told me that after the movie. My mind was blown. Because you knew, you're like, wait, why do I know him?
Apparently, this is the first thing he's even filmed since, like, 1995.
Well, yeah, she said, like, at the premiere that, it's like, just don't take a break for another 20 years again, please, because we love you.
Yeah. And they're having marital problems. They might even be on the verge of divorce. The laundromat is having problems because there is a tax woman played by a very frumpy Jamie Lee Curtis
who frumped out.
Who is so frumped out, who is determined to go like, look, y'all don't, you're running this business in the ground. You don't have receipts for anything. I mean, she's frustrated and they have a meeting to meet up with her. Their daughter, Stephanie Hsu, yes, plays Joy, and she is in a lesbian relationship with another girl, and her mom knows, but there's the grandpa, played by the legendary James Hong, who's in a wheelchair, and she's like, doesn't want him to know because of cultural uncomfortableness. Anyway, there's a lot of uncomfortableness between mom and daughter as well.
So yeah,
everything is very stressed out in this family. But they go, the rest of them go to the office to talk to the tax woman, Jamie Lee Curtis. And suddenly the husband like snaps, takes his glasses off and is like, I am not your husband from this universe. I am from another universe, and you have to do everything completely differently in the way I say, no matter how weird it sounds for you to do.
Yeah.
In this order, or like everything is going to end.
It's an immediate like scene in the elevator. Like they only have like maybe 15 seconds before they reach the top. And yeah, he puts like these little Bluetooth, headphones on her, and she like clicks a button and she just sees everything immediately. He's like, what the fuck? And then you have to make a choice. It's kind of Matrix-y with this like red pill versus blue pill. And she's like, okay. And then, yeah. And things get wacky.
So the core idea, and this is as much as I'm going to get into specific spoilers here for this film, is that, so there is a version of one of these characters who is basically trying to kill every version of the other characters in all the other universes. Specifically, the mom has been chasing them through all these multiverses to do something. And the thing, the guy who's taken over her husband's body is like the one in sort of charge of the mission
who can jump bodies basically to be able to stop her. And she's like, well, they're like, you should kill her. She's like, I'm not going to kill my daughter.
Right.
But the deal is that you can tap into your other versions and their skills from other universes.
Verse jumping, as they call it. Yeah.
But the neat thing about that is some of these verses are super fucking weird as hell. I mean, like, I don't even know how to get started, how weird they are. I mean, like, you understand everything that's happening, but you're like, you people are mad geniuses who came up with this stuff. And it has to be super fast. And as much as there is, like, you know, I mean, it's Michelle Yao. There is a certain amount of, like, martial arts and action in here, no question.
Yeah.
It ends up sort of being, how can you use martial arts skills for love? And I don't mean, it's not corny.
It's not. It's all earned. It's like a, it's you using kindness as your weapon, mm-hmm, to connect with someone else. And it's not necessarily just to her daughter, but even like all these other little minions that are, you know, uses tools to fight Michelle Yao. And it's great where like even that message comes from, like all of the different connections and the emotional development for each of like the three main members, which is the mom, dad, and the daughter. All of it's earned, and it doesn't like feel hokey or weird, even in like the story itself is like, this all makes sense.
Yeah, when it gets to the third act and the heart starts really revealing itself to the story here, which, you know, and this is in the middle of just nonstop madness happening. I mean, this is a very fast moving film for a movie that's over 2 hours long.
Yeah, yeah.
I got emotional watching it.
Oh, totally.
Like, I was touched by it. I was like, well, I can't believe this movie is pulling this, much less everything else that's been in here, off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at its worst, there's going to be some stuff. There's some, like, I mean, not like things people disapprove of, but there's some sort of gross out sex jokes in here that are going to be a little much for some tastes. But I mean, nothing is super graphic about it either.
Any of that stuff, it's played for comedy. I think it's done really well. And we won't go into specific because it's spoiler, but also just experience it, because some of the things that they do is like, what the fuck is
all,
that?
All I can say is there's a thing early on in this movie, an object that you're going to see and you're going to go, somebody's going to have that in their butt before this movie is over.
And I love it's telegraphed and you're like, I think they're going to do that.
This is just, it's absolute madness, but controlled madness. And as much as it is like just this amazing nonstop chaotic stream of images and different plots and stories, everything comes together, everything makes sense by the end. And I tell you, I just fell hard for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Having this as like the opening for the festival, like the first night, and I was like, wow, this is how this is supposed, this is a high bar, it feels like. And I have to admit, I actually have not seen Swiss Army Man. I've only heard about great things.
Now you have to.
Now I have to, because I already know that movie is kind of bonkers too. And this one, it really feels like the Daniels have, like, I guess just really come in their own about, like, again, controlling madness.
Yeah.
And it makes sense too. I mean, if you're along for the ride and you're just keeping up, cause like you said, it's very fast paced. It is long, but there's a lot thrown at you. And for, again, following the emotional core for each character, it all makes sense. Like, you're not completely lost of like which timeline you're watching. Cause there are moments towards the second half where, you know, like, okay, we're watching Universe B or Universe C or what's going on here. And it all makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, and as much as I watching this thinking, there's so many different films that are influencing this, but it's not stealing from any of them. You try and get just to be able to sell something as insane as this to people. Like, what is what plus what? And the closest I could come up with was it's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind crossed with Kung Fu Hustle, which I know you're saying, how? Somehow, but it's not really. I mean, there's the Matrix is in here as well. I saw a lot of the humor style of I Heart Huckabees and the David O. Russell type comedies that he's done. There's just a lot.
It feels like a
Run, Lola, Run, maybe.
It feels like a Terry Gilliam movie.
Yeah,
a lot
at
of
points.
Yeah, at points and yeah, and also it's hysterical.
Yeah, it's hold your stomach laughing funny at points.
Yeah, it's really funny. And like you said, it's very emotional. And everything is earned in the end. Like, it got to me, too. So wonderful.
This is going to be one of those cult films, and it will indeed be a cult film. I don't think this will ever have the level of, like, I mean, this is not going to get nominated for an Oscar because it's just too batshit insane.
But it's too batshit, but like, it's a shame because this is the type of stuff. It's like, no, this is like the best movie of the year so far.
Yeah, this is a work of absolute genius and originality. Mm-hmm. And you've never seen anything like it. For people who this is their cup of tea, this is going to go into their top 10 maybe of all time.
Sure.
You know, it's that level of, wow, I can't believe that you managed to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that is Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it definitely is.
Good job on that title, because I could not say it for the life of me, like, the past few days. Like, I'm seeing the Everything movie.
I just wish they had handed out free Everything bagels, because that is, in fact, part of the movie as well. You'll see.
They got to get some promotional deal with all, like, the bagel shops across America. Right, yeah. Right. Like, oh, it's that weird movie bagel. Like, yeah. Cool.
I'll eat it. I want one. Anyway, we'll be back with more Infestation 2022 South by Southwest reviews with me and Sir Dr. Wright Sulek. So stay tuned.